This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Election Day is less than 3 weeks away, and early voting in Colorado begins this week. The governor's race is still too close to call, with a Denver Post poll this week saying the race is a statistical tie. Yesterday, we heard from Republican Bob Beaupre about why he thinks he should be elected. Today, KUNC's Benta Berkland talks with Governor Hickenlooper about why he should have a second term.
Governor, thanks for being here.
Great to be back.
You're seeking a second term. What's left undone and what issues are you especially going to prioritize in a second term?
Well, we continue to focus on jobs. You know, we've gone from 40th in job creation to 4th in the nation, but 4th isn't good enough. We know that there are still a number of long-term unemployed, right? People that have been out of work for over 12 months. When I got laid off in 1986 after our company got sold, I was out of work over 2 years, but after 8 or 10 months, you don't see the same person in the mirror.
And is this something that would require legislative approval, policy changes, or is it more outside of the statehouse?
Well, it's both. Some of the stuff we're working on, we can reach out to the business community, the chambers of commerce, and ask for their partnership and how do we create these better jobs. If a company is going to hire 10 people next year, are they willing to hire one person who's been out, you know, long-term unemployed, out of work for at least 6 or 12 months? One thing we're looking at is in those communities that are lagging, are there some, and I believe there are, incentives we can provide for businesses to move there?
Your oil and gas task force is now meeting, trying to come up with legislative recommendations on the contentious issue around fracking and development. Will that be a priority for you next session? I know that in the past you've said, you know, we already have robust laws and you felt pretty good about where the state currently stands.
We have worked hand in glove between the environmental community and the oil and gas industry to create, I think, the best methane regulations, the only methane regulations in the country, but the best clean air regulations so that we're not wasting money, we're not creating red tape. Same thing with revelation of what the components of frac fluid are. This conflict that we have that's between, you know, someone who owns a house and expects quiet enjoyment, but somebody else owned the mineral rights right beside that house long before the house was even built. Does government have the right to say now you can't access those mineral rights? This commission is going to try and find the way that we can be fair but also accountable. Can we drill that well quietly? Can we make sure once the well's drilled that there's not big tanks, there's not an industrial facility there? You know, getting everyone to sit down at the table is always the foundation of a successful compromise.
Congressman Bob Beaupre, he talks a lot about cutting government red tape and helping the businesses thrive. And a lot of the same messages you have when it comes to economic development. Can you highlight some of the what you see are just a couple of key policy differences between the two of you?
You know, our style is so different, right? I try to govern from the middle. I want to try and bring people together. I want to hear both sides. And he seems to appreciate more of the bare knuckles brawl and the constant attack and, you know, he said, she said. Congressman Beaupre wanted to have those ballot initiatives remain on the ballot, which from my point of view, I mean, that level of risk is reckless, really is reckless, and would have really pushed well over $10 billion of investment out of the state. When we're looking at health care, right, we've reduced the number of teenage pregnancies in the state of Colorado by 40%. We should be able to use public money to provide that contraception, either free or greatly reduced cost to low-income families. You know, he's going to disagree with that.
In terms of immigration reform, I know that's not really state level, but do you support Obama doing some executive action without Congress? And then also, do you think there's anything more the state can do?
Well, one thing states can do, and this is, again, from my position as chair of the National Governors Association, unlike Congress, Republican governors and Democratic governors get along fine. We can work on all manner of things. And I honestly think over the next year that we will be able to bring together a coalition of governors and really propose some comprehensive immigration reform that might actually work, that might get through. There's a basic foundation there of, you know, making sure we secure the border and we have an ID system that works and that we have, you know, sufficient penalties for businesses that hire people under the table. There should be consequences. But we also should have a guest worker system, right? And we shouldn't just make that decision one state by another. We should figure out on a national level and have that deep discussion.
We appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Ben. Always a pleasure.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
You can find this interview and our conversation with Bob Beaupre at KUNC.org.